One evening, Mitch, a very good friend and flying buddy, called to ask if I wanted to fly to Santa Fe, New Mexico from St. Louis, Missouri in his Mooney Bravo for a weekend of motorcycle riding. My answer, of course, was yes. On the way out, we stopped in Amarillo, Texas to refuel and get some lunch at the English Field House, the restaurant on the field. There we enjoyed the finest grilled chicken breast sandwich with fresh avocado I had ever had. Right then, Mitch and I decided we would return there for lunch on our trip home. We had a wonderful weekend riding motorcycles, and the morning of our departure was sunny and clear. Mitch had filed an IFR flight plan with a stop for fuel and chicken sandwiches at Rich Husband Amarillo International Airport. The weather was clear all the way to Amarillo, and soon we were on the way, GPS direct at 11,000 feet. The air was smooth as glass, and we were enjoying a steady tailwind. We picked up the Amarillo ATIS about 75 miles out and learned that runway 31 was closed for resurfacing. But it gets windy in Texas, and particularly on this day. The wind at the surface was out of the northwest at 45 knots. The active runway 4 was 13,502 feet long, but the 90-degree crosswind was well beyond the Mooney's 17-knot maximum demonstrated crosswind component. We knew that Tradewinds Airport was just 7 miles southwest, and its runway 35 was pretty well aligned with the prevailing wind. In fact, we had to fly right over Tradewinds to get to Amarillo International. Should we go to Tradewinds or continue on to Amarillo International and those coveted chicken and avocado sandwiches? We decided to answer the call of the sandwiches. As we began our descent into Amarillo, we felt the first evidence of the strong surface winds, some chop that made us reflexively tighten our seatbelts. Amarillo Tower cleared us to land, and we slowed to 140 knots, gear extension speed for the Mooney, then 110 for approach flaps. On final, our crab angle was so extreme that the right wing blocked a clear view of the runway. The turbulence was creating one rough ride. Was the grilled chicken sandwich really worth all this? A normal landing technique in the Mooney is to add full flaps on short final and cross the numbers at 75 to 80 knots, then decrease manifold pressure while trimming back until touchdown. Mitch, a high-time Mooney pilot, was doing exactly what I would have considered a good approach for landing by flying faster than normal. In a strong, gusty crosswind, I like to increase the indicated airspeed by at least 10 knots, depending on the strength of the crosswind. The extra speed would provide additional rudder authority that would help us align the nose of the aircraft with the runway center line. Too little speed would allow the aircraft to weather vane into the wind. We had slowed to 90 knots on short final, and we decided to use approach flaps instead of full flaps. The idea was to hold the airspeed between 100 and 110 and fly down the runway until just before touchdown. At that point, we would use right rudder and left aileron and pull the power off. Over the numbers, the altitude looked good and the airspeed was around 105 knots. We also had 13,000 feet of concrete in front of us. But would we have enough rudder authority to keep the aircraft tracking straight down the center line? As the Mooney got within a foot or so above the concrete, both Mitch and I pushed right rudder to bring the nose around and full left aileron to keep the left wing down. We were looking straight down the runway on the center line. We were cleared to taxi to the ramp at the next turnoff. As we taxied toward the restaurant and the fuel truck, both of us were wiping our sweaty hands on our slacks. We had lunch and refueled. The chicken sandwiches were great. But were they worth braving a 45-knot crosswind? I certainly wouldn't try it again. After lunch, we taxied back to runway 4 for departure. Facing into the wind during engine run-up, the airspeed indicator was reading 45 knots. Run-up finished, we were immediately cleared to the taxi into position for takeoff. We taxied onto the runway, held the brakes, and went to full power, as the tower gave us progressive wind checks. We released the brakes and were quickly on our way to St. Louis after what must have been one of the shortest takeoff rolls in Mooney history.